And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 891 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Ask Roz and Mocha. We head to the phones. Hello, Ashley. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Amazing. Good. Glad to have you on the podcast today. What is your question?
My question is, so whenever you, Mocha, joke about how people should unfollow Maury on Instagram just to, like, tick him off, does his follower count actually go down?
Damn it, Maury.
That's a good question.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Oh, interesting. Mission accomplished.
Like, by how many, though?
Yeah. Oh, give or take. It depends on, honestly, what time of day you do it at.
Really, huh?
So, but we're only on the radio, like, the same time every day.
But I guess,
no,
like,
what
early
hour?
In the
like,
show.
Sometimes you do it earlier.
Okay.
What's the most sort of significant drop that you can recall, Moore?
Oh, like 500. There was one time.
500?
There was one time where you did it, some sort of weird like challenge, and it blew up the wrong way.
And have any of those followers come back?
I think so. No, I think so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, here's a fun challenge. Because we're now in the podcast world, right?
Oh, interesting.
And podcasts get listened to at all hours of the day, right? Not necessarily on the day of release, but it could be months from the release, years from the release, decades from the release. So at any point in time that you're listening to this podcast, go and hit unfollow at Dammit Maury if you're currently following, because he's got one of these apps that notifies him whenever somebody unfollows. Yes. So he'll get that notification, you know, today, whether today is at some point in 2024, if today is at some point in 2030.
Right? And Maury re-signed with his therapist, and now they have something to talk about.
Hey, that's amazing!
Oh, did you really?
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, I got a lecture about leaving him for a year.
Wait a second. So, hold on. So, you had left your therapist.
Yeah.
Because you felt what? You felt like it wasn't working, or
I felt
you didn't
that he was
need
redundant.
It anymore?
I felt he was redundant.
In what way?
Ooh, did, like, you tell him that?
In a smaller word. I just said I.
What was the word you used?
We kept saying the same thing over and over again, expecting different results.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I mean, if you did some of the work that I would tell you to do, then maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
Right.
And what'd you say?
I said, cool, let's start now.
So why weren't you doing the work?
Oh, because, you know, who likes writing in a diary?
No, but, like, what, aside from writing in a diary, like, was there, like, specific, like, life changes that he was asking you to make, or different
ways
that you...
No, just like, you know, if you have problems with people, pretend they're in the chair in front of you, and I just...
You had to role play?
I had to role play.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When he would act like the person that you would have a problem with?
No, like, there was one color of a Sharpie was one person. The other color Sharpie was another person. He'd lean them in the chair, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Wait a second. He put a marker in a chair, and you had to talk to a marker?
Yeah.
And now you're going back to him?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Wow. Yes.
Which marker did you like the least?
Blue.
The blue one.
Yeah. What about the brown
who's,
one?
Who's the blue one?
The blue one? You can guess who the brown one was.
Wait a second.
Wait,
you guys use a brown marker?
Oh, no.
That's, yeah.
Mocha's got to go to therapy now.
I'm going to start booking with your therapist, bro.
Yes.
And you know which marker I'm going to, you know how they got those mini Sharpies?
Yep.
The ones that you hang off your keychain?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be using.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Okay, so wait a second. So you put markers in the chair, and then you had to talk to them, and they represented people in your life, right?
Yeah.
So who was in the chair the most?
Brown.
Brown. Mocha was in the chair the most?
Brown marker was in the chair the most.
Really? You talk to your therapist more about Mocha than you do about Matthew?
Oh, and you.
And me.
Oh, wow.
Okay. At one point, I believe that I was number one, though, right?
That's true, yes.
I was number one at one point.
Yes, you were pink. Color? He was pink marker.
Oh,
pink.
My God. Oh, okay. So at some point during therapy, when you guys would put markers in chairs and they represent the people in your life, the pink marker, which was me, was in the chair the most?
Yes.
Wow. And then at some point, I don't know what happened, but at some point, the brown marker, which is Mocha, now is in the chair more than the pink marker.
To the point where the brown marker was in the chair already before I got in the room.
Oh, my God.
You're going to have to
save time.
After,
he's like, here we go.
Today, you're going to have to go on Amazon and order a whole box of brown markers.
Wow. And what color marker is Matthew?
Matthew's black.
Matthew. Oh, okay. Dark. Dark.
Damn. Well, Ashley, this took a weird turn here. have you already unfollowed Maury from Instagram?
I have, yes.
Okay. And did you refollow or no?
I did once, and then I unfollowed again.
Oh,
there's
okay.
just so many posts, and it was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I felt bad.
Maury, do you ever hold the markers? Like do anything?
Well, like cradle them?
Like, do you ever physically interact with the markers?
No, you're not allowed to touch the markers.
Oh, you cannot touch them. No. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, bro, touch my marker, you see what's going to happen. Ashley, you're the best. Love you. Thank you so much for listening. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, my goodness. Always has been the sexiest man alive, Roz.
Thank you.
Oh. Wow.
Shout out to Pink Marker.
Hey.
Yay!
Hey.
Have a great day.
You too. Love you guys.
Right
you
on.
Too. Melissa says here, would you rather have a big kitchen or a big yard? I'm going to say yard.
I agree.
I like having the space. Roz?
How big and how big? Like, what's a big yard? Like, what's a big yard? I don't need a huge yard. Uh-huh. I need.
Like, you have a pretty big yard at your cottage.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say that size.
But I also have a big kitchen there too, uh-huh. right? So, but in the city, like I have a small kitchen and a small yard. So I'm like now thinking, like if I could be at home and change one thing where I could have a massive kitchen in that same house, or I could walk outside and have a massive yard in that same house.
I would say you would probably think kitchen because you spend all of your time there, right?
I would say kitchen.
Like year round.
I would say because going from like if you have a normal size kitchen, right, then you could make that work. But my kitchen in the city's small, right? Yeah. And so it's not like it's a normal size kitchen. It's a small kitchen. And so if I could go at the house, either a bigger yard or a bigger kitchen, I'm 100% going bigger kitchen.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. With two dishwashers.
Ooh, nice.
I should have put two dishwashers in when I did a renovation, and I really dropped the ball on that. Two
Could
dishwashers.
You still do that now or
not? Nah, it's way too hard to configure with the water and everything else.
Yeah.
But two dishwashers is a friend of mine had two dishwashers, and it's just life changing. It's life changing. You never have dishes on the counter.
I'd rather have two microwaves.
Really?
For what?
So that you can microwave. That way you're not microwaving my dinner and then wait, and then the next you can microwave both dinners
you
at the same
time. You can't wait 3 minutes?
When I can do it at the same time?
No. Two dishwashers is the way to go.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So, Damon Maury, what do you want?
One of my biggest regrets is not buying a place with a bigger balcony. Like, I wish I had a bigger balcony.
Yeah. Outside space is important.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can't even
do you
go out there.
Do you guys use yours or no?
There's not enough room for two people.
No, it's like a
little.
You
can't even put, like, one chair?
I would love to, but it would look absolutely ridiculous. It'd be hanging off the edge.
Yeah, it's not good.
When you guys are out there, like one person sit on the other one's lap.
I mean, you could, but it's just it's weird. Like, what are you looking at? The dumpster?
Yeah, there's no view or anything, right?
Oh, like, right. You just face another building.
It's like the alley between two buildings.
And construction.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Maria, what do you want? Big kitchen, big yard.
I would go big kitchen.
Yeah,
because you know what? At the end of the day, like, we live in Canada, and you can't use the yard all year round, and at least you can host a big party in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Sham?
For me, definitely big yard, because I've always lived in a condo my whole entire life, so I've never had the experience of having a big yard, and it'd be nice to, you know, sort of run free and frolic.
It's interesting that the two people who grew up living in buildings both chose yard.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. I'll say, my dad has the hot tub now, and in the, like, we're in that hot tub winter, spring, all year round. Like, I would love to be able to go out and
you should put a skinny
tub.
Little hot tub, like a standing hot tub.
They
on
have
your,
balcony,
on your balcony
hot tubs.
I know.
Oh, why don't you guys invest in one of those?
Yeah. Like just
Matthew
a,
wouldn't
it
allow,
would just be
right?
a two,
not a chance.
Right? Like one person only.
Oh man, that would look so weird.
They should make those in clear.
Clear.
Maury all mashed up against the side of the tube.
Man, I don't need that visual. Chris says here, have Roz and Mocha had any fun midlife crisis purchases yet? A new convertible, for example? You bought anything, Roz?
No.
That would be considered midlife crisis?
Nothing that I don't think would be considered.
Second dishwasher?
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, that would be yours.
Have I? No, because I'm not really into things like that. Like, I don't see the value in an expensive car.
Yeah.
Same. For me anyway, right? Like, it's not a flex. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a worry, right? Like I don't want that worry in
sort of in my life. Yeah, you go to the grocery store, you don't know if some jabroni's going to like take their cart and accidentally or on purpose.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not right now. Like my thoughts of being carjacked or having my car stolen are zero.
Oh, yeah.
I live a wonderful life without worrying that I'm going to get carjacked or that somebody's going to clone my key because I don't even have one of those keys.
Yeah, you're old school, right?
Yes.
You need the key to get into the car. You need the key to start the car.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, so no, I haven't, and I haven't bought anything like crazy. I haven't wanted to go away. Like I don't know. Have you? Like
no, I'm not that guy.
No,
I want to go back to your truck for a second here because we've always talked about how loud your truck is.
Yes,
right, and especially in the parking garage. Mm-hmm. And because you and I leave at different times, I'm usually here a little later.
Right.
So I don't leave at the same time as you.
Right.
But there's one day last week or 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we were leaving the parking garage at the exact same time, and I heard. When you started up your truck. Have you guys heard his truck?
Yeah.
Like, it's loud out in the streets, but when it's in a parking lot...
It, like, vibrates the garage, yeah.
No, it was so loud! Yeah. It was so loud!
It's kind of sexy.
Yeah, it's loud. It's loud.
It is very loud. I know.
I
can't even imagine in your neighborhood when you leave at whatever time you leave in the middle of the night to come to work, how loud that truck is.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, very loud.
Yeah, I don't want to think about it. I drove by during the night at King of Pins. I drove by Shem in the parking lot at the bowling alley. I almost scared. He jumped out of his skin.
Like, who is that?
Holy. I think I had the windows down too. Like I was listening like ACDC or something like that.
I love that.
Came in hot.
C says here, question for everyone. What's for dinner? It's such a pain in the butt figuring out what to make for dinner for a bunch of unappreciative picky eaters every single day. Who cooks in your family and what's their strategy? Any tips or advice for the unmotivated home cooks out there? I know this person says question for everyone, but I think we can default to Roz, who is like the chef in the room. Mm-hmm. We'll give everyone else a chance to answer as well, though.
I would say that I cook 99.99999% of the meals that my family eats. What is for dinner? I will usually ask them the day before if they have any preference, but I base a lot of the dinner stuff around what Rox wants for lunch. I'll never ask her what she wants for dinner because she's 14 and she's like, I don't know. But I always say, what do you want for lunch? And then if she has a specific thing that she wants for lunch, then I know what leftovers she will need to make that thing. So then that sometimes affects dinner. But oftentimes, to be honest with you, I just love cooking so much. 3 days a week, I'd say, we each have, I make three different dinners for three different people.
Oh, really?
We'll all have something different. Catherine will want chicken with rice and broccoli. Roxy will want, you know, chicken in a pasta with some tomato, and then I'll want a club sandwich. So I buy chicken, but I'm making three different things for dinner.
That's smart. Yeah, Jenna usually makes, like, her and I will eat the same thing, and she'll make something different for Cruz.
Yeah.
Right? But she, like, plans that stuff in advance. I know it takes a little bit of time, but she plans all that stuff. What do you guys do at home, Maury?
Ever since...
Do you still do the delivery service?
No. So Matthew cooked his own meal for the week yesterday. He made a wonderful beef stew.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cleaned the pot, and then I cooked my cabbage soup for the week.
Oh, God.
So gross. Oh, man.
You're boiling cabbage
smell.
In that little condo?
I thought you were eating celery and peanut butter
But I do cabbage, like, if I want something in the evening, I'll do it. It's just basically cabbage and broth.
Oh, it's so gross.
I think I'd stick with the celery and peanut
butter. Facts. Maria, what about you?
I don't cook every night because my mom will cook because I'm home.
Yeah.
But I'll help her out every night.
Oh, okay.
But we have something different every day.
Does she ask at all or she just like makes?
I'll get the question of, are you home for dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or what nights are you home for dinner? That way at least she can plan it. And then she'll ask me what I want. And I'll usually just say like chicken and salad. And my dad's like, can we not have chicken and salad over and over again?
Yeah. Wow.
So we'll change it up though. But we generally keep it different.
All right. Shem?
Yeah, I'll get meals like twice. Sundays typically I'll get a couple meals.
Uh-huh.
I'll get a meal that I can use during the week. But I'm typically on my own, man. And make whatever I can make, really. My repertoire is not nearly as great as, let's say, Roz's at all. But I'm learning for sure.
Yeah, Rox made this thing the other day for herself. She was just in the kitchen whipping something up, and she had like a black bean tomato with, she like roasted her own pepper and onion and She boiled all that down with some stock and then made this thing. And then she put it over couscous with some crushed avocado on top of it and then ate it with tortilla chips. And it was this beautiful looking thing that was like gorgeous. Yeah. But she's at the age now where she'll just like figure out what she wants and then she'll just put her own sort of, you know, menu together for
good
lunch.
For her.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, she loves cooking.
Do you know what I made alone the other night?
What's that?
Peanut butter and banana on toast.
Oh, wow.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to hate because that's a great meal.
Right? That's always my default.
I usually have
all
that
the time.
Like after the gym.
When I peanut butter to banana on toast?
Yeah,
No, not with the toast because like it's in my bag all day and then I go to the gym after work. So it's usually the peanut butter sandwich with the banana on the side.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Mazar says here, can Mocha do the news as well as Roz? And can Roz say it's Friday as long as Mocha?
I don't know.
Pauline says, does anyone on the show have a go-to movie or show that they watch again and again that they find comforting?
Mm-hmm. The Office.
Yeah, The Office is my TV show. Movies, you know, I watched this the other day again. You know what I'm going to say, right?
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
Endgame.
I watch Endgame again.
Oh my God.
I don't know. That's like one of my new favorites now as a rewatch. And I know it's like 3 hours and 5 minutes, but man. Guys, the last time I watched it, I can confidently say I did not cry because I wasn't drinking.
You did not?
No, because the time before that, I was drinking.
Yeah, you got drunk and watched Endgame and cried?
When Tony Stark, when he got all the Infinity Stones and he's like, I am Iron Man, and he snaps Thanos and everybody away, I teared up.
Okay, how much drinking does it take to get you to cry at Endgame?
So that was around the 2 hour and a bit, like, bro, like a couple of glasses.
And you're all in your feelings.
Buddy. Yeah. And then especially during the funeral scene when like everybody from the MCU's there Tony's property.
Yeah.
Bro, that gets my heart every single time.
Yeah. But not without booze though.
Not without booze.
Interesting.
Sitting there like I cried at this.
Yeah.
Maria, what about you?
For some reason I always watch Burlesque.
What is?
Burlesque?
Who's in
Christina
that?
Aguilera?
Because
I love the soundtrack. And then sometimes I'll put on Emperor's New Groove.
Put on what?
Emperor's New Groove.
The Disney movie. Yeah. Animated.
Oh.
It's for like 6-year-olds.
I don't know either of those two things.
What?
You don't know Burlesque?
What's Burlesque?
Cher.
Christina Aguilera. Burlesque dancers. And then they're like trying to save this burlesque club and Cher's the owner. And the soundtrack's amazing. And the guy from the OC's in there, Volchuk, but he wears eyeliner.
Never seen it.
Shem, what about you?
I'm with you guys, The Office, for sure. Uh-huh. I don't rewatch movies.
At all?
At all.
Really?
I maybe have rewatched one movie before, and that was by accident. And then when I realized I had seen it, I stopped watching it. Mm-hmm. But I just do not rewatch movies.
I don't often.
This isn't stereotypical. I'm going to ask this question because I used to rewatch this movie like a lot. I'm talking multiple times a year.
It's going to be a Tyler Perry movie, isn't it?
Go ahead. Boys in the Hood. Great movie.
Great movie. I've watched it many times.
Oh my God. Yeah. You know what? Maybe that'll be my rewatch. Oh, I can't drink because that scene with Ricky.
Oh, Ricky!
That scene, I'm crying for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what other scene gets me in that movie? Spoiler alert. Is close to the very, very end. Actually, it's the very last scene of the movie where Cuba Gooding Jr. is sitting there talking to Ice Cube, Doughboy. Then when Ice Cube starts walking away and he just vanishes as if Thanos snapped away.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then the text shows up and says 2 weeks later, Doughboy was shot and killed.
Killed, yeah.
Oh, my God, that movie.
So good.
Damon Mori.
Always 13 Going on 30.
Great movie.
Or Devil Wears Prada.
Never seen it.
Oh my God.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. I actually really like Devil Wears Prada.
Like literally I have it on my PVR and if there's nothing, I'll just start watching Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, the girls watched it not that long ago. I think we watched it like a week and a half ago or something like that. Yeah,
Matthew
really
quotes from Devil Wears Prada at work all the time.
Ooh, what are his go-to quotes?
Gird your loins.
Yeah.
And flowers for spring, groundbreaking.
In what context? I need to know.
Because he's a publicist, right? So, like, if people are pitching things, he might just use that line or gird your loins or.
I think Mocha's saying is that he doesn't understand what gird your loins means.
Uh-huh. Oh, like, watch out, you know, the boss is coming or, you know, somebody's coming or that kind of thing.
Yeah. The girls watched, they watch a ton of. Roxy loves Daddy's Home. still.
Oh,
we watch
that
movie.
Uh-huh.
And then they watch Bridesmaids all the time.
Great movie.
Oh, I love. Yeah, that's such a classic.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is another one of their favorites,
yeah.
Which I love.
Who's
that
in that
movie.
Again? I only saw
Matthew
that once.
McConaughey and Kate Hudson.
Oh, okay. I've only seen one.
The Isadora.
Okay.
No, you don't know, no. That
I have
one?
They sing I'm So Vain. That's
the best
scene.
Yeah, it's You're So Vain, but that's
or whatever.
Okay.
Also Mean Girls, like classic.
Yeah.
That's a great movie too.
And anything Harry Potter. I'll binge that all the time too.
You still will?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting. Yeah, yeah. But no, there's so many. There's so
Ooh,
many good
Sex
ones.
Sex in the City.
I never did, so no.
If you're going to watch either of the movie, watch number two.
The one in Dubai? That one sucked.
Whoa.
Just because of the one line, Abu Dhabi.
Why do you have such an opinion on that?
Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyway. Hold on now.
Yo, you guys remember that one scene of Boys in the Hood? Let's go back to the phones. Yo, Vassy, what's up? It's Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, hi. My question is for Mocha.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Just when jump right into it. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sure. When did Mocha start tucking his ears in his calf?
When did I start tucking my ears?
When did Mocha start tucking his ears
it's
into his
habit,
calf?
It's just a habit, man. Like, it's been years on years.
But was it like when you were you didn't do that when you were a kid?
Probably.
Because Mocha tucks the top of his ears into his hat,
yeah.
Right?
My kid does that now too.
Does he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wondered about that. I wondered if that was going to be the kind of thing that your kid did. But do you remember, was there ever a reason why you started?
No. It's just always been that way.
Really? But like, did you see anybody else do that?
Nope.
I'd be curious if you gave your dad a ball cap, if he would tuck his ears in.
Maybe.
I'd be curious.
Yeah,
I'd be curious to see.
There's no reason. It's just habit.
And it's not because you don't like. I will say this. I would assume, right, that if somebody tucked their ears into the cap, maybe they felt like their ears looked a little pokey if they were wearing a hat.
No,
but
just,
yours do not. Like, you
habit.
Do not have pokey ears.
I put a hat on, the ears go tucked in.
Now, does the hat automatically tuck the ears in, or do you put the hat on and then, like...
No, I think I have to do it.
And then you physically tuck ears in.
Yeah, I have to tuck the ears in, yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know, Vassy. It's just always been that way for, like, my entire life.
What if you're doing something, right?
Yeah.
Like, what if you are... Like, you're at Costco, okay,
yeah.
And you're you're loading the car. You're doing something heavy. You're in the store, whatever. You're grabbing all this stuff. Let's just say you got something heavy in your hands, right? And you're wearing a ball cap, and one of your ears comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that bother you?
Oh, it's noticeable. And then once I get to the car and I unload like all the Costco stuff,
yes.
I'll tuck the ear back in.
Right, but it bothers you if one is out.
It just feels weird.
It feels weird.
Yeah.
Huh?
It doesn't
in the
feel
summertime,
normal.
Does your ear tips get sweaty?
No.
Do you ever get, I wonder about a tan line across the top of your ears?
I've never paid attention. Maybe?
Huh.
I don't know.
I think that might be a thing.
Can you hear still?
Because I used to know a bald guy who wore baseball hats.
Uh-huh.
And he would have that hole in the back from a snapback.
Oh.
Right? So it was tan line on his head, would be a tan neck.
Yeah.
Right? Like white head, but he would have that circle that was burnt on his head from
Is
the
that
snapback.
What's happening to you, Maury?
What do you mean?
Because of that spot in the back of your head.
Yeah,
that's not where the holes are.
Do you put lotion on that more?
Because it's getting bigger now, right?
But I use beard hair growth on top.
On your head?
Yeah, I spray beard grow on top of my head.
Why?
Oh, and I take biotin pills now, so for my hair.
What's that?
Who told you to do that?
The internet.
What, from biotin?
Yeah, it's for like thicker hair.
Yeah? Is that what Matthew McConaughey took?
Oh, maybe.
Because he got all new hair. He was bald.
What is it that LeBron took? Or was it just straight up hair transplant?
Hair transplant.
I don't know, man. Jeez. I could use some, though.
When did you shave your mohawk off, Shem?
Thinning. Last week.
You did?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
Did we answer the question?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go, Vassy. Appreciate you. Thank you for listening. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Mocha.
It's a man of very few words, Vassy, huh?
Thanks, buddy.
All right,
see you, man.
All right, later.
All right, thank you.
I think that guy maybe said like 10 words the entire conversation. Thank you, everyone, for all of your questions. Keep an eye out on Instagram because we'll randomly post once a week a question that reads, Ask Roz and Mocha. Sometimes videos up there. That's where we get these questions from. And two of you will be selected to join us on a future episode. This has been episode 891 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.